But let me just say, Bishop Curry says something, and it's very, very true to this situation for you. And that is, when you pray the kingdom come, that you can expect some challenges. You can expect a fight. There will be people who will seek to bring you down off of the place you've decided to walk into. There will be some people who will war against you. Don't look outside, because it will be inside. But don't fear, because the Lord is leading and guiding you. You'll pioneer. You'll walk into some fresh ground and some fresh territories. You'll begin to open some doors in a very creative way, imaginative ways. I even see your wife, who has creative ability. She has the ability to see things and cause them to come to fruition. Don't hinder her, but walk with her and let her be the woman that God put into your life. You will see a stirring and a change and a shifting. Now, if you look with your eyes, you'll be afraid and you won't follow through on what God has planted in your heart. But if you look by faith, you will see God do the extraordinary, raise you up and do incredible things in your life and in your ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you.
I'm short of words because, for probably most of you, you may not know the challenge we go through to preach even the gospel in our territories. And when Bishop Makanto told me that I should go on the web and search for the submit and fill in the form, I told him, "Sir, with this little work we are doing, America is not now." And he said, "Go ahead, do it." And for about 2 months, I didn't act. And he called me one day to come to his office. When I came, he said, "How far?" I said, "I've not yet. There are some, you know, family challenge, ministry challenge. I'm not thinking of going to America now. And the resources is not even there." And he said, "Pastor Zev, some doors open for purpose. And I want you to go." He said, "Where is even your passport?" I said, "I don't even have a passport." Then he looked at me sternly and said, "I didn't even hear what you just told me now." And he told me, "Tomorrow, I want you to be in my office and I want to see your passport." And I said, "Okay, sir." Because, you know, in our culture, when an elder tells you something, you don't even question. And I told him, "Okay." I sourced for money, went to the immigration office, and was able to secure the passport. And I came and told him. He said, "That's very good. That's the first step. When God places a demand in you, all he expects from you is to obey." So I went on the web and applied, and was graciously favored that I was given a scholarship to stay in the hotel and be fed free of charge. So it was a big step. You know, I haven't yet met with Sister Monica. She, Sister Monica, the one I was chatting with on, bless you, my sister. You know, and they fixed my interview for visa 1 week to this program. And I went in faith, you know. And normally, you go for visa in Nigeria, you are in Nigeria trying to come to US, your first visa will be denied you. That's the normal thing. So I went there. I just said, "Let me just..." Bishop said I should do it, so let me just go and do it. I went. They interviewed me. And, you know, there were a couple of people that were being interviewed in front of me. Visa denied. Visa denied. Visa denied. I said, "Well, that's the normal thing. I'll go and collect my visa denied." And she looked at me and said, "Where are you traveling to?" I said, "Chicago." Ever been to America? I said, no. What are you traveling for? I said, I'm going for a summit with Bishop Nolan. And so how did you get to know him? I said, through Bishop Makanto. And I said, okay. She just started typing on her computer and looked up at me and said, visa granted. And I couldn't believe what I heard. But that was just the beginning. I'm giving you this story to let you know that sometimes God works miracles that we find it difficult to believe. And when I was walking on the clouds, I wasn't sure my feet was touching the ground. You know, calling everybody that I knew. They've given me visa. You know, 2 days later, I went to collect the visa and my passport, and I saw 2 years. Normally, even if they give you visa for the first time, it's normally 6 months. And I went back to my sister's place, and she said, okay, how do you go? I said, I'll need over 300,000 to get to U.S. I'm back. 300,000 naira. I don't know. It's about $1 to about 220 naira. So if you multiply, you have an average idea. So but this is the miracle. Within 24 hours, and I mean within 24 hours, as when I was with my sister that evening, I had about 7,000, which is about, 7,000 naira in my account. And I don't know how much it will be in dollars. Maybe. Yeah. Less than 50 US dollars in my account. So, and I went down on my knees. I said, Lord, it's been strange the way you've been moving. So I believe there's a purpose. So I need a supply. If you really want me to go, I needed you to touch some people. So the first person I called said, Pastors, send me your account number. I'm paying in 70,000 into your account, 70,000 naira. The next person that I picked the call to call, he said, Pastor, I've been trying to locate you. Just send me your account number. I said, I'm calling you to tell you that there's a need. He said, you don't need to bother to tell me. Send your account number. Within 24 hours, the money to pay for my ticket to and fro was in my account. Now, if that is not God, I don't know what else is that. That is the work of God. So right there and then, my wife started praying. We know that God is sending me here for some impartation. There are some encounters I will have. And it's been great. It's been awesome. Some of the names and the people we see here, we can only see their books and, watch them on TV and rest. To have time to meet with Archbishop Kirby was life transforming. And he began to speak into my life and my ministry. And right there in the eating place lobby, I said, Sir, you have to pray for me. And he started prophesying into my life. I just give God the glory. I know that my ministry can never remain the same. God is moving me to another level by his grace and by his mercy. And you will all hear about it. To God be the glory. Thank you, Bishop, for this honor. I appreciate you. I love you. My wife loves you. I'm so honored to be here. God bless you. You may not know the impact you are making, especially in the region in Africa, but, until when we stand before the Lord, then we can really see how much we've impacted lives and destiny. You are not just impacting me. You are impacting me and as many as will come under my ministry, and I'll be impacting. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
Oh, wow. Wow. I think Pastor Martine should come. And you can come with her if you want. It's also her first time in America. Coming from the Republic of Benin.
Thank you. Please, excuse me. He's going to interpret me. I feel more comfortable. Je vais commencer par remercier le Bishop Nolan et sa femme.
I want to start by thanking Bishop Nolan and his wife.
Je suis très béni par son ministère.
I've been really blessed by his ministry.
Quand il est venu au Bénin la première fois,
when he came to Benin the first time,
La congrégation l'a aimé parce que il a commencé par dire bonjour.
Everybody just loved him because he started saying good morning in French.
Et tout le monde est tombé amoureux de lui.
And everybody fell in love with him.
Je suis venu ici aux États-Unis.
I came to the United States.
À cause de sa grâce.
Because of his grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nous sommes allés à l'ambassade des États-Unis.
We went to the embassy of the United States.
Vous n'allez pas comprendre.
You will not understand.
C'est un combat spirituel de venir ici aux États-Unis.
It's a spiritual warfare to come to America.
Mais que la gloire revienne à Dieu pour la grâce qui est sur la vie du Bishop Nolan McCant.
But we bless the Lord for the grace that is upon the life of Bishop Nolan McCant.
Nous sommes allés à l'ambassade des États-Unis.
We went to the American embassy.
On est en train de refuser les visas aux gens.
And they were just refusing to give people visa.
Refus. Refus de visa. Comme mon frère, mon pasteur.
Just like my brother, my pastor said.
Et puis, je regardais mon mari.
And I was looking at my husband.
J'étais préparé spirituellement.
I was prepared spiritually.
En fait, quand je regardais la dame qui refusait les visas.
While I was looking at the woman who was refusing people
dit,
visa.
Tu ne sais pas, je peux te délivrer même là où tu es là. C'est
I
ce
said,
que je
you don't even
understand.
I can even deliver you there, right there where you are.
Donc, quand notre tour est arrivé.
When it was our turn.
Elle a regardé mon mari.
She looked at my husband.
Elle m'a regardé.
And she looked at me.
Elle a posé la question à mon mari.
And he asked my husband.
Pourquoi quand tu es allé la première fois à cette conférence, tu n'es pas parti avec ta femme?
So why didn't you come for the first time you came for this conference, why didn't you travel with your wife?
Et mon mari a dit.
And my husband said.
J'avais besoin d'y aller d'abord.
I needed to go first.
Maintenant que l'église est en train de grandir.
Now that the church is growing.
Elle doit venir à cette conférence.
She needs to come to this conference.
Améliorer son leadership.
To improve on her leadership.
Ensuite, elle m'a regardé.
And she looked at her.
Elle me dit, tu as combien d'enfants?
Asked, how many children do you have?
J'ai dit quatre.
Said four.
Elle demande à mon mari.
Ask my husband.
Donnez-moi votre certificat de mariage.
Give me your marriage certificate.
Quand elle a regardé.
When she looked at it.
Elle a écrit, parce qu'on te donne d'abord un petit papier.
Because they give you a little paper.
Pour revenir chercher le visa 4 jours ou 5 jours après.
To come back for the visa maybe 4 or 5 days
elle
later.
Elle a écrit.
And she wrote.
Elle m'a remis d'abord.
And she gave it to
elle
my wife.
Elle m'a dit, tu as ton visa.
Say to give. Then she said the visa has been granted to you.
Et ensuite elle a donné le visa à mon mari.
And then they also gave me the visa.
Et puis quand je sortais de là.
So when I came out of that place.
J'ai demandé à mon mari.
I asked my
husband.
Pourquoi
je suis pas enthousiaste?
Why am I not excited?
Il me dit parce que tu es déjà aux États-Unis.
I said because you're already in America.
Maintenant il y a un deuxième défi qui est arrivé.
There was a second challenge.
Vous savez, il était ici en décembre avec vous jusqu'en janvier.
I was here. December, right into January
et
this
on
year.
On doit encore venir ensemble. C'est pas des bonbons à sucer, c'est de l'argent.
We needed to come together. It is not just sweet. That it's not candy, but it demands some money.
Je vous assure, vous ne comprenez pas la grâce qui est dans cette conférence qu'on fait chaque année.
You don't understand the grace that is upon this conference that has been held here.
Et puis
you don't understand.
Quelqu'un l'a appelé pour lui dire, on lui disait, on a un défi de payer nos billets. Et puis la personne lui a dit, le miracle est là, allez rendre grâce à Dieu, vous avez vos billets. Et on a eu nos billets d'avion.
And we finally got our tickets. Go ahead.
We have a miracle.
I swallowed that one. You know why I swallowed it? You want to know why I swallowed it? You want to hear it? No, I swallowed it because it is mine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Wonderful, right?
Good. Et vraiment, depuis que je suis arrivée ici,
honestly, since I came here,
je vous l'avais dit dès le début, le premier dimanche que le bishop m'a donné le micro,
the first Sunday that the bishop gave me the microphone,
je dis, nous étions en train de prier pour cette conférence.
I told you that we've been praying for this conference.
Et moi particulièrement,
me particularly,
écoutant les grands hommes, les grandes femmes de Dieu qui nous ont rendu ministère,
listening to the great men and women of God that spoke to us,
ma manière de penser par rapport à au ministère a beaucoup changé.
My way of thinking concerning the ministry has really changed.
Et ce qui m'a le plus impacté et influencé,
and what has really impacted and influenced
c'est
my life,
l'amour de Bishop Nolan,
is the love of Bishop Nolan.
Je ne sais pas si vous avez fait un calcul de tout ce que ça a coûté de nous donner ce privilège de partager entre frères, d'être dans la communion.
I don't know whether you've sat down to really calculate how much it has cost to bring us together and to share as brothers.
Ça a coûté de l'énergie.
It cost energy.
Ça a coûté de l'argent.
It cost money.
Et parce que quelqu'un comme Bishop Nolan s'est levé.
Because somebody like Bishop rose up.
Il a dit, je vais faire ce sacrifice.
And said, I will do this sacrifice.
Pour que toi et moi,
so that me and you,
nous soyons impactés.
So that we can be impacted.
Je bénis le Seigneur pour votre vie, Bishop
I
Nolan.
I bless the Lord for your life, Bishop.
Merci beaucoup, Bishop Nolan. Vous savez, la Bible dit, pas la Bible, les hommes ont dédié. Ils ont dit que derrière un grand homme, il y a une grande femme.
We have always said that behind a great man, there's a great woman.
Merci.
Hallelujah.
Il faut une femme comme elle pour le soutenir dans les décisions qu'il prend.
He needed a woman like him to support him in the decisions that he takes.
Il est ici, il ne vous dit pas quand il est derrière ce qu'il pense. Il y a une femme qui dit, tu peux y arriver, je crois en toi. Et puis il va pousser.
You might not understand when he's sitting right here that there is a woman behind telling him, you can do it, you can get there.
I believe in you.
Je crois en toi.
Yeah.
I'm just interpreting.
Et je veux remercier tous les grands hommes de Dieu et
and
les
I want,
grandes femmes
I want
de
to
Dieu
bless all the great men and women of God
qui ont cru au bishop,
who believed in bishop
et qui l'ont toujours soutenu chaque fois qu'il a dit il y a la conférence.
And that always support him when he says there's a conference.
Vous êtes tous bénis.
You are all blessed.
Et je bénis tous ceux qui ont été invités.
And I bless everybody that was invited.
Harvest Plantfield
Church.
Yes.
I cannot interpret that one. Should I interpret that one too?
Vous êtes béni.
You are blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Merci, Bishop.
Hallelujah. I want to say something. Thank you. Bishop, you know, you are my brother from another mother. Good. But we. Good. But you might not know what you've done for us. You might not understand. Every time the first time I came for this conference, I had so many challenges in ministry. And we talked and you decided to come to Benin. And I shared some of the challenges with you. And I took some steps of faith. And some of the things you do in church, we're doing in our church. Yeah. And it has brought growth. It has helped us. And it is giving us influence. And we are grateful. We are truly grateful. But you know what? I think you have a word for us. I just think so.
Hallelujah. So it's like that. I just gotta go, huh? But the word actually, not so much for your ministry as for you. And for your marriage and for your family. There's a level of joy that's going to fill your home so richly. A level of joy that just the thought of what he has done will bring tears. No words, just the thought of it. And you'll see God begin to move. It'll be, I'm not seeing so much tangible things as I am, just a heart thing and just a love thing and just a peace thing. And I know how you love each other now. But God is going to do something in the supernatural to just fill your hearts with a richness like you've never experienced. Hallelujah. Amen. Expect it now. Expect it. Amen. Amen. Wow. Okay, Bishop Angela, you didn't think you were going to get out without saying something? Come on. She's coming from Cameroon. I have a name for her. I call her Queen Bishop. And she says, she called me, when she texted me, she said, B. She's quiet, you know, reserved, laid back. But my God, she's a woman of influence, great wisdom. I've never met an African like her. She has the ability to see both sides of the water with clarity. And she's not afraid to express what she sees, both sides of the water. And a woman of great stature, but yet she's open. She's open to grow and expand. And, you know, sometimes she calls me. I'm like, why is she? She's talking to me like I'm the big brother. She even calls me her big brother. I'm like, no. You know, she's a solid woman. She's a great teacher. But she's a good friend. And in fact, for the last couple of years, she comes. She stays with me in Gloria and hangs out just to chill and to rest. And it's always a pleasure to have her around. But I just want her to speak because she, you know, we met each other in Douala, Cameroon, and we just hitched the ride, or the same driver had us to take us to the church for the service. So the car ran out of gas. So we had to get out of that car and wait for another car. And while we're talking, Bishop Kirby said, this is Bishop Nolan. They're going to have this summit. I think it was maybe in 2 months. And she flew in and connected, and we became friends, and she saw the vision, and she began to get behind it and just love the vision. And so I know that she'll be very, very instrumental going forward in helping others to come and to see and be a part. I already have, actually, but I want her to just have some words.
Thank you. Sometimes it's really hard for you to stand here, and they're saying all these nice things about you. But it's always been such a blessing just being in this environment. An environment that you can just be you. An environment that you don't need to prove anything. But most importantly, an environment where you can just sit and hear God speak to you and hear God tell you the next thing. See, it's very easy in life to remain in one level just doing the same thing, and you never even get the time to lift up your head to realize, yes, I've been going back and forth, but I'm on the same spot. And the first time I attended this conference, that's what it did for me. And this is what I'm seeing again this time around. I could just, when the praise and worship is going on, I could hear troops moving in and marching on. And I could hear the voice of God like saying, listen, listen, and hear the sound. Now, this conference or this summit is very unique. It's different from most of the other kinds of summits or conferences that we usually attend. And I like its uniqueness because I think the uniqueness gives everyone an opportunity to just hear from God. You know, when you go to a conference where they have given you this big title, guest preacher, you know, it puts a kind of burden on you. And so you just want to sit there as guest preacher. And at the end, you're not hearing, you're not listening. Because you just came there as the big guest preacher. And a lot of times, for me, those kind of environments, it's a little toxic. And you just want to do what you've been called to do and just move out. But what I see in this summit is that shift away from the traditional, you know, kind of conference and summit and, you know, things like that. There's a shift in it. And I perceive this is just the kind of shift that God wants to bring into our lives, into our families, into our ministries. For those of us that come, you know, back from the continent of Africa, I don't know much of it here. I think it's something that we really need to take it back home and build into our environment. Just to narrow that chasm between, you know, the superior and the lesser, the master and the servant. You know, just give everybody a space to be themselves. Whether it be in the church, whether it be in your home, whether it be in your office, you know, just relate to people as people. We come from an environment where for this to happen, you have to make a conscious effort to do that. Because it's more natural, you know, for people to look up to you and them do everything for you. It's more natural. And where you want to come down like there with them. Sometimes in my home, they give me food. Then I take my food. I come like to be with them where they are. They are eating. The moment I get there, everybody stands up and they walk in. You know, because it's not normal for us. It's not natural. But now they are beginning to realize, I just like to sit there with them, and we talk together, and we fellowship, and we eat together, and we feel like one family. And this is what I truly appreciate and love in this summit, that whenever we come here, whatever toga we wear on us, we leave it out on the door. And we come in as children of God. And in that way, we can relate to each other and we can be blessed by each other. I will not go into the dynamics of talking about visas because we are all already aware of that. That it's always a challenge, you know, for people to come that way here. Otherwise, it's easy to bring them here. But the challenge is the American embassy. I think we need to pray for them more. Now, before I stop, I just want to thank God for the day that God placed these two people in my life. They have been authentic friends. They have been real and genuine. And a kind of people that we really don't find them around this easily in the body of Christ. But I have so appreciated them, you know, in their openness, their friendship, without placing any kind of demand, constraint on you, just being you, and we relate and we see where God will take it to and the things that God will do in the future. So I just want to thank you so much. Thank Pastor Gloria for trusting me and for bringing me into your home. You know, it's not a very easy thing to do. See, I'm a woman. I'm single. And I think I'm beautiful too. Wouldn't you say that?
Oh, my God. Thank you to Wheaton College students. They got to go back. They got class in the morning. Thank you all. Tanya Egler heads up that whole thing for how many years now? 25 years, Tanya? 26 years. And she helped to bring this together and work with us. God bless you all. From Haiti, a brother from Haiti. Wonderful welcome, brother. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, Bishop, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you for the coffee that you brought, because the coffee from Cameroon is wonderful. Also, all those really nice colorful pieces. I didn't bring one. Actually, I did. Friday, I wore that colorful piece. And she has her own tailor to hook me up. And she got some new stuff. Me and Gloria are coming this time. We haven't seen it yet. We've been so busy. Well, I'm going to be wearing it and showing it off. Thank you. Thank you for your friendship, too. Thank God. Give God a praise for her. I got to just hear. I know Bishop Myers, he preached this morning for us. My goodness. That message will be up online if it's not already. I don't know. They'll tell me what's going on. It'll be online. You'll be able to get it. You need to listen to that. But I want him to come, because the first time that we've kind of done some things together, I want you to come on up and just share what you got, what you sensed. And since they forcing folk to prophesy, help yourself if you feel so inclined.
What do you want me to say? What am I supposed to say?
Just lie about me like everybody.
Preach again? Turn with me in your Bibles. Well, I'll just tell you something here. Hang on a minute. I just sent you a text. I told Bishop yesterday, I guess, afternoon, about midway through the conference, that this is, I've been to I don't know how many conferences in my life, and this is the most substantive conference I've ever been to. I mean, you walk away, and you're walking away with something, you know? And there have been other conferences I've gone to where I walk away with one thing. You know, somebody preached a sermon that changed my life, or that I saw a new truth, or maybe two things. But this, every single session was like, ooh, wow. Ooh, yes, I've never seen that angle, or oh, that's a new dimension. And so, but another thing that, and this is what I just texted you, I'm not going to read it exactly like I wrote it to you, but another thing, there are conferences that we've been to in the past. In fact, Bishop Randy and I met at a conference 30 years ago. There are various conferences that we've been to in the past where this was kind of, and I'm not knocking it, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but kind of the attitude was, come to our church and listen to what God will say to you from us. And what this conference was, is come to Chicago and let's see what God will say to all of us through all of us. And it wasn't like one group saying, we have all the answers, just ask. It was like, it was humility. It was like, let's come together and see what the Lord will speak to us all. And so I think what happens is this congregation gets as much from the Lord as I do, or as anybody from outside this congregation does. Everybody ends up being enriched by the gifts that are brought from all over and shared together. So those are my 2 cents worth. Oh, by the way, I also told Bishop yesterday, or this morning after the service, okay, I'm just going to line this out for you. I'm not lying to you. This is one of the two greatest, coolest, most awesome churches I've ever been in my life. It was phenomenal. And I can't wait to come back and bring my wife with me and hang around a while. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you so much.
Wow. That man is something else. Uncle Myers, that's right. Found his cousins and nieces and nephews and stuff. With that 0.5% black that he's working with. I want Pastor Dan Rhodes to come now and just wrap it up for us. Last time he did the proclamation, which was like a summation, which was just documenting that conversation and the places we came to. He's already finished for this meeting, which I have to, where's Stephanie? Stephanie, you got this coming in your email soon. Get the stuff so we can work it out and we'll upload it. But it's the Chronicles of Kingdom Summit 2015, and he goes through every one of the conversations, summarize the conversation, and then documents the solutions that were proposed for everyone. Wow. Already done. And he's like Luke the physician. He was the one who would bring all of the things together and document them. And he's a father in this meeting and this gathering, this summit. So I want him to come and share with us his thoughts as we close tonight.
I'm going to ask Mrs. Pentecost to come up here. Fire in her hair. Fiery ephod.
Yeah, I did, Bishop Nolan. He said, "I'm Sheila, you married him." I did. 45 years ago. Wow, what a gathering we have had. What a gathering. And every one of you that have been up here tonight, I mean, I've sat over there just weeping through the worship. The Spirit of the Lord just fell in this place. Not just tonight. God has met us here. And every one of us in here, there won't be a one of us to leave that we don't, we have had ownership. That's what's happened. We have had ownership in this summit. And, you know, we have been in ministry, my goodness, I 40 years. We've been just like you're talking about, Bishop Myers. We've seen a lot. And we've been in a lot of church gatherings, been in churches, conferences. I have never been in any kind of a gathering, a summit, a conference, whatever title you want to put on it, that matched anything like this. God has been in this, the giftings and the callings and the presence of the Lord and whatever you came here with from America, from other cities, from other states. We flew in from Atlanta, from other countries, whatever we came, the burdens within us, the emotions that weighted us down, and we all have them. I don't care who we are, bishops, archbishops, pastors. We're people. We're human beings. We carry things. And thank God that the Lord helps us get through these things. And today, and when you leave here tonight, when you leave to go back to where you live, back to your work tomorrow morning, wherever you are in school, you're going to be a changed person because your life has been transformed this weekend by the power of God. That's what's happened to us. I will not go back to Atlanta tomorrow morning the same. I'm going back different, just like you're going back to where you're supposed to go, differently than when we came. And I thank Bishop Nolan and I thank Pastor Gloria, who are our dear friends. We love you. Everybody in this room adores the two of you. I love the God in you. I love how you can free us up. Did you know, I got to be honest. I'm going to tell just real quick. Dick, have I got a second? Bishop Nolan asked if I would be on a panel. He asked my husband if I would be on a panel to speak. And because of my own experiences with conferences, I said no. I said no. And Dan told him, you know, Sheila just doesn't feel comfortable doing that. And I love this man and this woman dearly. And I got along. You don't know this, Bishop Nolan. But I got along with the Lord. And I asked him, why did I turn down an opportunity like that? I never do those kind of things. Why would I say no, Lord? And I came thinking I wouldn't have a chance to do anything. You know, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter to me. I don't have to sit on the front row. I could sit on the back and just, I can soak it in. And it doesn't bother me at all. Be on the front, be on the back. It doesn't matter. I'm not looking for anything but to be with the Lord. And he called me up here yesterday. That was a total surprise. It was a total surprise. So God heard. He got me off the back row and brought me up. And I got to share my heart just a little bit, and it showed I don't have to be intimidated around powerhouse speakers. I fell in love with you. I looked at your face and I saw the glory of the Lord and kindness and love that just oozes from you. And being around all of you, their love is a gift from God. And this place, oh, Bishop Nolan, if there's anything this place has, it's a gift of love. And that is freeing to our lives. So I'm not going to say anymore. I love you.
This is my Spice Girl, Ginger. grew up in Milwaukee, but I had to go down south to find a lady because I'm a sucker for southern things. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, all right, right. Yeah. I'll tell you. Sorry. So this is Ginger. You know, I've been coming to the men's gathering for years. I've been coming to the summit since it started, and I've met so many beautiful, precious friends in this house. And it's all because of the beautiful, precious friends that I have in the McCants. I'm going to sound like a recording if I just go back and say what everybody else has said, but can I say it times a thousand? Yes. And we really mean that. They have an anointing to create relationships. Does that make sense? That out of a gifting in them, they create relationships that matter, that are significant. One of the pastors in our house has a phrase that he calls primitive authenticity. In fact, he's a pastor of a recovering community, alcoholics recovery community. And in that kind of recovery, a primitive authenticity is necessary to get well. I want to propose to you that it is equally, if not more necessary among the sober folk who think they have no addictions, who think they have no self-anesthesia in their life, who think there's nothing driving them toward solutions that are silly and stupid. We need a primitive authenticity. And that's what this time has been about. Yeah, and it has... Do it. Just... And so, thank you. The fearlessness that it took to put this on is not lost on us. Amen. That during a time in America when people are losing their minds about racism, and it doesn't matter how you want to categorize the argument, folks are losing their minds. But you have had the courage of fearlessness to invite the conversation, to invite the discussion, to invite people into a room and put a microphone in their hand. And that is fearless. And that's what you've done. That's exactly what the McCants have done. And that's exactly what Harvest Church has done. Thank you. And so could we please sustain the momentum of what has happened here? Sustain the conversation. And sustain, but the conversation, and this is what I take away from this weekend, the conversation has to come. It has to come from the power and the purity of love. And so before I forget again to hand the microphone to my bride, because I can see some of you looking at me like, shut up, give the microphone to her. I am going to say, with all due respect, he said, well, we're not going to receive an offering. Have you give as you leave. I do really want to say something about that because it just can't go as a side thought. I want to offer my own input about the offering here tonight. As you leave and as it's going to process as you leave, I want to add to that. But I must shut up.
Well, there's really nothing else to be said. It's all been said, except I do have to say this. You said, who am I? You are the man and woman with the anointing to take that vision and take it around the world. Yes. That's who you are. Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Yes. And you have the wisdom to bring musicians in this place who have the heart and have the vision and have the sensitivity to listen to the Word of God and to hear correction and take it from there and to create music that is kingdom music. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. See what I'm talking about? So as you leave today, an offering will be gathered at the doors. And that offering, as a preacher, you may not believe this, but I hate offerings. I hate conducting offerings because you just feel like a pimp on some level. I'm telling you the truth. I've had the conversation with my own church council. I've said, don't ask me to raise my salary. Even imply it. Because it can get implied. I've got a council member from our church in the house, and he knows that's true. Please don't even imply that, because it's so unclean. My heart about this these last few days is this, is that we received valuables in the last few days. There has been incredible value in this room, hasn't there? And in this building, and in this collection of people. Stradivarius violins are not $1 million instruments because somebody knew how to design the violin. The violin is a simple design, and it can be made by almost anybody with a computer-aided ability to put that piece of wood together. But a Stradivarius violin is a Stradivarius violin because the wood, the contents that were used to build a Stradivarius violin, were caught in the waters of Vienna. And because of the mold that's set up in the fibers of that wood, the mold inside the fibers of that wood created hollow points. It created resonance inside the wood that is singular to the wood that's in a Stradivarius violin. And what that has to do with us today is that a unique and irreplaceable and you can't repeat what happened here. You couldn't say, hey, let's do this again next week and it be the same. We've been given the content of something, and the resonance of the that which has set up in our material is now our possession. But ladies and gentlemen, we didn't receive it for free. The value of it is enormous. And when we give, when an offering is received, I think Bishop Clement said that we don't take offerings, we receive an offering. It's got to be maintained in that heart. And when we receive an offering, we have to understand, this is not about me promising you give 10 bucks, next week you're going to get 100. This is about me telling you, you just got $10 million worth of value. It was just handed to you with the trust. With the trust that you would see the value in your hands. And you would walk out of here and say, I dare not take cheaply what was offered to me with great treasure. I dare not take diamonds and treat them like they're marbles. So I'm not putting the screws to you. I'm putting the screws to my own heart. I'm turning my own conscience awake, and I'm asking you to join me in your conscience and say, we just got treasure. Yes. Yes. And how I treat that treasure tells me how that treasure will resonate with me onward from here. We had conversations that have never happened anywhere, anytime, with any people about all of these topics that could have otherwise caused people to start throwing hands and tossing things. But we sat here in love and in joy, and we listened. And just like a Stradivarius violin, we're going to go out of here with a resonance that the world is waiting to hear. Their creation's groaning for that sound. So as you leave, please treat this treasure with your valuables. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Those of you who spoke this evening, they're doing some videotaping. They just want to capture a few of your words. So they'll do an interview. Thomas, where are you going to be? He's going to be right up in this front area. So just come down and see him so we can capture this and have something to show some others. Brother Paul, if you want to come. This is Pastor Paul Viglo from Saint-Étienne, France. Did I say it correctly? Saint-Étienne, France. So he's going to give us a couple brief words. Brother Dan's going to give us a song. And we're going to go to the parking lot. Unless you stop and get some chicken with us.
Praise God. Okay, I told Bishop Nolan that I just need 2 minutes to do something.
I could have done it just me alone, but I think that it would be too small. So now I want you to join me to do it, okay? Can we all stand up, please? Gloria, can you come, please? For me, I used to say it in a French way, Nolan and Gloria are dear friend to us. A lot has been said and I cannot say enough. But me being here this weekend is kind of a miracle that I will not forget. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for all you. I cannot know what it takes to do what you're doing. But I believe that God is faithful. He is enough faithful. And I just want all of you, we can just stretch your hand toward them and just bless them. Just bless them. If you can just take your own words, and they cannot hear all of our words at the same time, but the Holy Spirit is listening to all this, and we just want to speak blessings over them, over their family, over their house. Father, we just bless you. We just praise your name, because you're looking for hearts, and you find people that you can trust. Thank you for trusting Pastor Gloria and Nolan with this gift in for us. We just want to bless them, Lord. You know our heart, what we cannot say with our words. You know it, Lord. We just say thank you. Thank you, God. Bless them. Multiply the seeds that you put in them. Take them to a new realm, a new dimension of their calling. Father, new anointing over their life. Let them see in a tangible way your faithfulness again and again. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, and we bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Love you.